because I want to say a few words today on this first day of Lent, because it is very important that we start off the holy season well, right from the first day. If we make a good beginning, it is likely that we shall continue to make a good Lent. Now, in today's epistle, we have interesting words from a prophet in the Old Testament, Joel the prophet. And among other things, he says, "Rend your hearts and not your garments." And this reminds us of the custom of the Jewish people to show horror, to express disgust or horror that they would tear their garments, or to express great sorrow. And we remember this from the story of the Passion, that the high priest asked our Lord, "Art thou the Son of God?" And when Jesus said, "Yes, I am," he tore his garments to make a show, to make a display at what he claimed was a blasphemous statement. But notice the prophet here saying, don't tear your garments, tear and rend your heart, reminding us that sorrow for sin, which is in the heart, is an important aspect of Lent. We don't want to just do penance as a routine, just simply because it is the time for penance. But we are motivated especially by contrition for sin and purpose of amendment. Now, we have on the right side of the church, the first of the three stained glass windows on the right side of the church is Saint Mary Magdalene. And she was a wonderful saint who did penance for her sins and attained a great height of sanctity because of that. And it just so happens that there is another saint like her today. Her name is Saint Margaret of Cortona. Saint Margaret of Cortona, like Saint Mary Magdalene, had lived a life of sin. But she repented and changed her life completely and did great penance for her sins and is now a great saint. So it reminds us that Almighty God is very pleased with sorrow for sin, with reparation, with atonement. Let us make certain that we practice penance during Lent, but that we do it from the right reason, that we rend our hearts, that we are converted from life, that we are truly sorry that we have ever offended Almighty God, and that we are determined to make amends, to serve Him faithfully for the future. And we also are filled with sorrow at the sins of others, that God is offended, that God whom we love is so wounded, so disregarded, so offended by so many people. That is also the motive for our penance, to make atonement for others, to pray for, implore Almighty God for the conversion of sinners, that they will change their lives and cease to offend Almighty God. So let us remember these important thoughts at the beginning of Lent: sorrow for sin, penance to atone, and to appease the just wrath of God, which has been so offended by the sins of mankind, our own and the sins of others. And we regret that. We are sorry for that. We wish to atone for that, and especially not to offend God in the future. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.